smells rotten. Tell all these niggas that son ain't forgotten. Thank you for the memories. And you know you can't get to me cause I'm drinking Hennessy. Relieve that stressin', back to the essence. I rest with the best, I won't leave the guessing. Fear is surrounded, the mole gets counted. I doubt if these scouts know I'm out with the ounces. On the double, stumble into trouble. The bums in the slums feelin' dumb, walk humble. I hold my composure, taking out these soldiers. Cold with my stroll and I'm looking over shoulders. I'm lost in thought.
And I have something new this week. So when I was a kid, I used to listen to all these story tapes because I wasn't really allowed to watch TV because, you know, hippie family. Anyway, and so all these story tapes, you know, they had like a moral and they had this great narrator. And I remembered about them the other day and I had my mom find them for me and send them to me. And so I'm going to play you guys a short one. It's called The Wind and the Sun. And it's pretty awesome, I think so. It's one of my very favorites, and I hope you enjoy. All right, here it is.
Once the wind and the sun disagreed. The wind said to the sun, "I am much stronger than you are." And the sun said, "No, I don't think so."
"Well, I'll prove it,"
said the mighty wind. Walking below them on the earth, a traveler made his way down a lonely road.
"Do you see that traveler down there?"
said the wind.
"Why, whichever one of us can make him take off his coat first, he is the stronger of the two."
And so the wind took a mighty breath, and he blew with all his strength a cold blast down upon the walking man. And the man wrapped his coat more and more tightly about him to fight off the wind. But he did not take it off. And then the sun's turn came. The sun simply shone gently down upon the walker. And as the gentle warmth touched him, he removed his coat. And so it has been always so. Gentle persuasion will do more to open a person's heart than all the bluster and force in the world.
Telling us about Paul Bunyan. I'm not sure how I feel about that particular story tape. But anyway, I really hope you enjoyed that, because that's like what I've been listening to for the past week, because I've been so sick, because everyone's really sick and it's terrible.
All right, we have some Postal Service with a little remix. Hope you enjoy.
Sweaty, I'm barely listening to last demand. I sitting next to you. So I profess the loneliness isn't always my company queuing. The cats are in the windows, dogs are at the doors, the lamps are lit along the curtains being drawn. But you're wanting his heart when I'm wanting yours. Stop their acting and I say he never has a thing to say. You're drawn to him, so I get drawn away. I get him. Oh no, around you I forget behavior. But if I beg your pardon, I'd once again be in your favor.
Everybody.
That was really bad. I just like dropped whipped cream on my lap.
Short Kate has fallen.
But it's quite all right. I was gonna say something. I think it's time to tell you because I've been putting it off. I killed my plants. It was terrible. It wasn't really all my fault. Just. Anyway, so I'll tell you the story, and you can decide. So, I was really sick this past week, and one day during my height of being sick and delirious, I discovered some, like, little gnats that had started to live in the dirt of the plant, and they bite. Yeah, they fucking bite in the sleep, and then I wake up, and I've been bitten. And so I was like, no, can't have that. But I didn't know how to get rid of them because I was like, I don't know what to pour on the plant that won't kill the plant and will kill the gnats. So my solution was to freeze them. So I put the plants in the freezer of our, what's that called?
Lounge.
Yeah.
Refrigerator?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put them in the freezer, actually, not the refrigerator. And I left them there for about an hour and then... Well, I knew that it might kill the plants, but I just, you know, I didn't have another option, really. So that happened, and now one of the plants is looking pretty dead. But the bugs are still there because they fucking survived the freezer. So now I am just one plant short. But, you know, the one that died was the dumpster plant that was always doing so great. So now the other plant is, like, maybe like 2/3 dead. And then the dumpster plant is fully dead, so I'm really not doing very good. But I mean, I don't know. Yeah, so that's my story. It's very sad.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing.
I figured I should tell you the story too because I didn't quite tell you the whole thing.
That sucks. That's very sad. The world is missing. How many died?
Well, 1 2/3.
1 2/3 plants. I'm going to play a song now?
Yeah, go for
okay.
it.
Okay.
Peter's moved on down to Asheville. No, Maui wasn't quite his pace. I'll see Hawaii yet, I swear someday I will, but right now North Carolina calls my name. Then I'll meet Jamie in Kentucky, and I'll see Katie in D.C., and I'll find me Kyle out on the Reaper Bond as soon as I can. Stay the week, but my restless feet are already towards the road. I miss my mom and dad in Jersey. I miss my gram in Tampa Bay. I miss Teresa Jeannie's at my labor side, even though it happens damn near every day. I'm heading back to Buenos Aires. Summer sun, eating empanadas and playing some cards. So catch me if you can. I'm running hard without a compass or a plan. So catch me if you can. I'm on the bus, my hat pulled down with a bottle in my bag. I'm on the boat against the rail with the wind against my back. I'm on the road, the open road, with my thumb outstretched from my hand. So catch me if you can. So catch me if you can. So catch me if you
Rachel's moving into a new apartment, and I'm helping her arrange all her boxes and things. And babe, it's not so long since you fell out of love with me. It's not so long since I gave you back all of your. Rachel, maybe you should get those reupholstered. Comes a time in your life you gotta throw that rug away. And baby, baby, please don't worry about me. I'm gonna be fine, just gotta get through. Bruises on my knees, scars on my forehead. I'm looking forward to moving again and again and again. Rachel and I are taking a break for pasta. We're eating with spoons 'cause the forks are still in a box. And babe, I'm scared of everything without you. But I gotta make do 'cause there's nothing else for us. Enough bruises on my knees, scars on my forehead. I've cried myself to sleep too many times over you. Yet here I'm helping Rachel move in a new apartment, and I'm looking forward to moving again and again and again. Baby, I think you know how much I'll miss you. I'll watch you walk away till you disappear. But I'm ready for the fresh paint of a new apartment. I'm looking forward to moving again and again. Again.
everybody. Guess what time of the week it is? It's time to
kick out the jams, motherfucker!
Today, we're going to kick out the jams with the Dead Uncles with City of Village Idiots.
Does anyone know how to do this 3D
Hey everybody.
Got this nugget feeling standing in my god
in your presence. My computer screen is dark. I'm looking for a song to play for you, whoever's listening.
So, everybody, what do you think about One Point Perspective?
I found one.
It's fun.
I don't know what that is. Is that what I'm
it's
doing?
It's what you're doing.
Oh shit. Well, they told me it was a vanishing point. That's all I know. Anyway, here's another song. It's awesome.
Right, it's all right. Your head on the ground, your feet in the air. Catch this trick, you spin it, yeah. Your head will collapse, there's nothing in it. You'll ask yourself, where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind? Out into the water, see it swimming. Swimming in the Caribbean. Animals were hiding behind the rocks. Several little fish. He told me, swears, try to talk to me, to me, to me. Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Out into the water, see it swimming.
and you spin it, yeah. Your head will collapse, but there's nothing in it. You'll ask yourself, where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind? Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
I wish that I was dead, with an aching in my head. I lay motionless in bed. I thought of you. And where you gone? Let the world spin round you. And everything that I said I'd do, like make the world brand new and take the time for you. I just got lost and slept right through the dawn, and the world spins round you. Say goodbye. I watch the stars from my windowsill. The whole world is moving and I'm standing still. Wish that I was dead, with an aching in my head. I lay motionless in bed. The night is here, and the day is gone, and the world spins madly on. I thought of you, and where you're gone, and the world spins madly on. And the world spins madly on.
And she's got safety pins and string holding it together. She can only wear her jacket in warm weather. Although the sleeves need to be shortened, the fact that the arms are falling off isn't important. Because Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket is falling apart. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket is falling apart. The lining in her coat is rotten, and it seems that the zipper has been completely forgotten. She had $1.10 for a slice in the pocket on the right, but the pocket had a hole and she looked for the change all night. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket is falling apart. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket is falling apart. This is a list of malformations, but it would cost $100 for alterations. We all know that depressed leather is in, but you can't keep warm in the winter in December in the city when it's 32 degrees below zero with a safety pin. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket is falling apart. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket is falling apart. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket is falling apart. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket falling apart. And the
you're doing with your goddamn life. You just sit in your room and play guitar all the goddamn time. Well, friend, I'm trying, doing what I can to not waste these days. In the mornings I wake up, get in the shower, sing and wash my worries away. And I try to get a job, though I don't really want one. I just need some money so that I can keep going. Making books, making records, playing way too much music, and having fun doing tours, setting up shows and not being useless. Make things, make things, make things, make things, make things. Make things, make things, make things, make things, make things. Make things, make things, make things, make things, make things. Make things, make things, make things, make things, make things. Has anyone gone outside today? Has anyone walked out into the street into the pouring rain? Has anyone laid in the grass today? That's more important than going to class anyways. Hey man, that's real tough. How do you know how to do these things? Say I don't, but I do them anyway. That's kind of the point of what we're doing. If I wanna sing, I just grab this guitar and do it, do it, do it. If I wanna tour, I just get in a car or van and do it, fucking do it, yeah. Don't sit on your ass all day and play video games. Don't sit in your room all day and slowly go insane. When it's nice, I'll go outside and sing, sing, sing. When it's dark, I'll write some new songs. Sing, sing. When you're poor, take all that energy and channel it into something. If you do it and believe in it, I'm sure it will have some meaning. Oh, make things, make things, make things, make things, make things. Make things, make things, make things, make things, make things. Make things, make things, make things, make things, make things. Make things, make things, make things, make things, make things. Has anyone written a letter today? Yeah, we gotta stay connected. Yeah, that's the only way. Has anyone made anything today? Yeah, we made these books and records. That's how we communicate.
Difficulties. So
your phone is just like talking.
My phone wants Megan to do a command of sorts. But our last song is coming up. Sad. We are saying goodnight. To end the show, I would like to a quote from Bob Marley. One good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain, so hit with music. Hopefully we hit you with enough music today, but you should keep hitting yourself with music as much as you can throughout today. Just beat yourself silly with it. For our last song, we have
a surprise.
We have a surprise. Good night and good luck.
Yes, lots of luck on this long weekend.
did you draw the sign? Thou a politician leaning to the right. That this God of trust, how much you wanna go off the dark? Get off of my style. Keep a little window. Get off of my style. Now we wear some color, get a uniform. Sky is burning, but at least you know we're warm. Miles up and let the colors on out and you go walk like that. Get off of my style. Leave a little window. Get off of my style. You can never see yourself ringing all around it. You can never see yourself ringing all around it.
Drinking a little more, I could hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books. Man, I swear this shit is as fun as it looks. Man, I'm really trying to make it more than what it is.